Blog Talk Radio.
Never to be left on the battlefront waiting. These laws are the forefront of your battle to the world of power. A person need not wait for power, but take it. Episode 436, The Laws of Power, live on The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only genuine, real Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known as Bayou Jean, Dr. John, the Swamp Wizard, Papa Say, and your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, my family. God keep you. God shine his eyes upon you, and God give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. This is my prayer for you. It will always be my prayer for you. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I will pray this for you. I will pray. Well, today we have something we are going to do over. Or rather, should I say, conclude doing it over. The 48 Laws of Power. The 48 Laws of Power. And we just, you know, we just list it as the Laws of Power. See, because they are something. They are something else. These Laws of Power is not just to make you powerful. Oh yeah, it's got to do that. But there's something else about them. There's something else about them. These laws are certain things done by everyone else in order to obtain power. And so you need to know it both ways. You need to know it for you. You need to know it for another. You need to know it just for your information. Now, some of the things I've got to go on and admit. Some of the things are shocking. They're shocking, but nonetheless true. Shocking, but true. these 48 laws should be used by you whenever you want power over something. I'm going to tell again, these 48 laws should be used by you whenever you want power over something. Now, they are no mess, no huckster, you know, no nothing, no mess. It is so much the truth that a person really can live on it all of his life. Now, I'm telling you right out, this is for you. This is for you, and it's about you. But other people, there are other people who are doing some of these things. There are other people who are using laws of power to gain the control over you. And unless you know it, you won't be able to stop it. You won't be able to stop it. So now, I'm going to go on and do this now. First of all, anybody that wants to, you know, give a comment, he can. Yeah, you can give a comment. Now, the number to call for comments is 619-924-9801. Now the number again, 619-924-9801. Now, that's the good thing about having a live broadcast. Yes, yeah, you have a live broadcast. Because everything happens instantly. It happens right there. And this is going on right here. Instead of going on down the line. This is a live broadcast. Yes, it is. It is live. And all the things that I said are said live. Don't have to audit it. Don't have to edit it and all that. You will hear it live. You will hear it just as it comes forth. Just as it comes out. Listen and live. Now, in it, I'm going to tell you again, you might be, well, I'm just going to tell you, be aware that the subject matter here is for control, for power. It is for power. It is for you to have power. But the next thing is that it speaks about power being exercised by other individuals. And most of the time, this power is over you. It's over you. So I got to tell you, it's in, but it's out too. Okay, now I'm going to do two commercials and a song, and then we will get into the 48 rules, 48 laws of power. Okay, now you stick around. Don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
I'm not afraid to
Okay. Law 10. Now, we did 9 other laws before this, but we're going to start with Law 10, which is infection. Now, listen to this. Avoid the unhappy and unlucky. Avoid the unhappy and unlucky. Meaning, oftentimes other people don't realize that they are the cause of their own unhappiness and unluckiness. Their unhappiness can be contagious. This is dangerous. It may put those victim-like thoughts into your mind and influence your behaviors and outlooks. Okay? Now, never associate with those who share your defects. You hear that? Never associate with those who share your defects. They will reinforce everything that holds you back. Only create associations with positive affinities. Make this a rule of life, and you will benefit more than from all the therapy in the world. Authority. Recognize the fortunate so that they may choose their company, and the unfortunate so that you may avoid them. I'll say it again. Recognize the fortunate so that you may choose their company, and the unfortunate so that you may avoid them. Misfortune is usually the crime of folly. Yeah, among those who suffer from it, and there is no malady more contagious. Never open your door to the least of misfortunes. For if you do, many others will follow in its train. Don't die of another's misery. Don't die of another's misery. Misfortune is usually the crime of folly. Those who suffer from it, there is no malady more contagious. There is nothing more contagious than misfortune. So you stay away from unlucky and misfortunate people. Stay away from them. Now, I know all the stuff I've heard, this, that, you know, it's good to be this way, and it's good to be that way, yeah. But, if you are unfortunate, you are a person with who you will share, what you will never share, your defects, or you can share your defects, because they will reinforce everything, I mean everything, that holds you back. Everything that holds you back. Okay? Now, here's Law 11. Learn to keep people dependent on you. Law 11. Learn to keep people dependent on you. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means by having people depend on you, you have control over your relationship. By having people dependent on you, you have control over your relationship. They respect you more and often feel an indebtedness to you. This gives you the freedom to act as you wish without recessive rebuttal. I'll say it again. They respect you more and often feel an indebtedness to you. This gives you the freedom to act as you wish without excessive rebuttal. Now, the ultimate power is the power to get people to do as you wish. Say it again. The ultimate power is power to get people to do as you wish. When you can do this, without having to force people or hurt them, they, when they willingly grant you what you desire, then your power is untouchable. Okay? The other is the power to get people to do as you wish. If you got power, you got power with people. Your ultimate power is them doing what you wish. It is. You them doing what you wish. When you can do this without having to force people or hurt them, when they willingly grant you what you desire, then your power is what? Untouchable. Now, the best way to achieve this position is to create a relationship of dependence. The best way to achieve this position is to create a relationship of dependence. Now, if you can arrange such a position for yourself, getting rid of you becomes dangerous. Dangerous. All sorts of unravel. Still, the intensive form of power provides more freedom than the extensive, because those who have it depend on no particular master or particular position of power for their security. I'll say it again. Still, the intensive form of power provides more freedom than the extensive, because those who have it depend on no particular master or particular position of power for their security. Just think about that. Okay, law number 12. Law 12. Use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. Use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. Now, what does that mean? Appearing honest holds a great power to be able to cover deception. Again, appearing honest holds a great power to be able to cover deception. Now, being honest helps other people put down their guards and gives you the opportunity to manipulate them. Being honest helps other people put down their guards and gives you opportunity to manipulate them. Now, listen good. Deception equals distraction. Deception equals distraction. Now, this is when you should disobey it. If you have a reputation for deceitfulness, then trying to be honest will cause even further suspicion. If you have a reputation for deceitfulness, then trying to be honest will cause even further suspicion. Selective honesty is best employed on your first encounter with someone. Selective honesty is best employed on your first encounter with someone. We are all creatures of habit, and our first impressions last a long time. If someone believes you are honest at the start of your relationship, it takes a lot to convince them otherwise. If someone believes you are honest at the start of your relationship, it takes a lot to convince them otherwise. This gives you room to maneuver. Law 13. When asking for help, appeal to people's self-interest, never to mercy or gratitude. When asking for help, Law 13, when asking for help, appeal to people's self-interest, never to mercy or gratitude. Now that means people don't easily respond to requests out of indebtedness, but rather we all look out for our self-interest. Convincing someone that they owe you may only cause resentment. Convincing someone that they owe you, you know, they owe you for this, they owe you for that. Only, that's it. Just convincing them that they owe you may only cause resentment. Appealing to people's self-interest increases the likelihood that they will follow through. Appealing to people's self-interest increases the likelihood that they will follow through. Now that seems easy, doesn't it? By appealing to a person's self-interest, the only thing they'll do is just follow through with it. Okay, now when to disobey, now this is the time to disobey. In the case that the other person is obsessed with seeking charity, allowing them to feel superiority by your needing of their help may aid you by putting you in a position of power by disarming their suspicions. I'll say it again. In the case that the other person is obsessed with seeking charity, you know, they want something from you, allowing them to feel superiority by your needing of their help may aid you by putting you in a position of power by disarming their suspicions. Now, this Easter fable was mentioned inside the 48 Laws of Power and effectively highlights an example of this law. Now, it's called the peasant and the apple tree. Most men are so thoroughly subjected that nothing interests them but themselves. They always think of their own case as soon as ever any remark is made. And their whole attention is engrossed and absorbed by the merest chance of nothing to, you know, by the merest chance to anything which affects them personally, be it never so remote. Always, they always think of their own case as soon as ever any remark is made. Their whole attention is engrossed and absorbed by the merest chance reference to anything which affects them personally, be it never so remote. Now, self-interest is the lever that will move people. Self-interest is the lever. Self-interest is the lever that will remove people. Once you make them see how you can in some way meet their needs or advance their cause, their resistance to your request will help magically fall away. Okay? Once you make them see how you can in some way meet their needs, or advance their cause. Their resistance to your request for help will magically fall away. At each step on the way to acquiring power, you must train yourself to think your way inside the other person's mind, to see their needs and their interests, to get rid of the screen of your own feelings that obscure the truth. Master this art, and there will be no limits that you can accomplish. Now, the shortest and best way to make your fortune, the shortest and best way to make your fortune is to let people clearly see that it is in their interest to promote yours. The shortest and best way to make your fortune is to let people see clearly that it is in their best interest to promote yours. Law 14, pose as a friend, work as a spy. Law 14, pose as a friend, work as a spy. Now that means by finding out people's intentions and weaknesses, you know how to manipulate them in the future if necessary. I tell you, pose as a friend, work as a spy. By finding out people's intentions and weaknesses, you know how to manipulate them in the future if necessary. Now, how to obey that? Ask people questions. Ask them a question. Ask them a question about everything. Appear very interested in them. They might mistake your interest in them for friendship and let their guard down. Appear very interesting. That's all. That's all. What they will do is they'll think that it's friendship and let their guard down. That's it. And, well, when you do it as a friend, a friend asks people questions. A friend always wants to know what you are doing. But the spy always is very interested in them. Always. It matters not. It matters not what you are doing. They are interested in you. See, if you do that, they might mistake your interest in them for friendship. They might. Just might. And let their guard down. So, pose as a friend, but work as a spy. Work as a spy. Now, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. There are people who would say, well, those laws look sort of crafty or sort of low down. Yeah, they look that way because it is to get you power. Yeah, that's it. It's to get you power. So they think it's crafty, it's low down. But all in all, it does help you to become who? What? What? The powerful person. See, that is the feeling of it. That is the feeling. Remember, I told you, this thing is about you becoming powerful. But it's always about somebody being powerful over you, of a person taking power over you, of a person becoming a more powerful person than you. It's not just one thing. It's not one thing. It is a bunch of things. It is a bunch of things. Pose as a friend, but work as a spy. Pose as a friend, but work as a spy. Now, we're going to quit. We come to Law 15. This is the last one for this day, for today. Tomorrow we'll do some more. Law 15. Crush your enemy totally. Now, if that don't sound bad, I don't know what does. Crush your enemy totally. Totally. Now, that means there is more harm in leaving your enemy mid-battle. Instead, completely annihilate your enemy. Completely annihilate your enemy, so that they won't have an opportunity to seek revenge. Completely annihilate him to keep him from finding revenge. Now, I know people have heard that and they say, oh, it's very bad. It's no, it's not. No, it's not. Because if you allow your enemy to get his second wind, to come across mid-battle, then you'll find out that he will be stronger. Yes, he will. He will be stronger. Now, here's the thing from you. You know, Hussein and Liu are two Chinese men. And from the Channels of War, the Art of War by Sun Liu, it says that the moment Sang made it clear that he intended to do away with Liu, yet failed to accomplish it, he sealed his own doom. Liu would not suffer the same hesitation once the tables were turned around. This is the fate that faces all of us when we sympathize with our enemies. When pity or the hope of reconciliation makes us pull back from doing away with them. We only strengthen their fear and hatred for us. We beat them, and then they are humiliated. Yet we nurture these resentful vipers who one day will kill us. You hear that? They will kill you. They will kill you. You must crush your enemy totally. Totally. For it must be noticed that men neither be caressed or else annihilated. They will revenge themselves for a small injury. Oh, yeah. How many of you have had that? Something very small, something which is really insignificant, your enemy comes up to you with that. All of you had that. but cannot do so for great ones. They will revenge themselves for something small. It don't matter how small it is, because they will revenge themselves. But for the great ones, no. No, no, no. The injury, therefore, that we do to a man must be such that we need not fear his vengeance. You must do it. You must do something to him so that you don't matter how vengeful he gets. It don't matter because it don't mean nothing. It's little. Not nothing big, but something little. So, in crushing your enemy totally, you're taking advantage of the situation. If you crush him while he's down and while he can do nothing, it's better than if you just wait or give him a plate. If you tell him, don't worry about it, I'll go and give you a plate. That will do you in. It will do you in every single time. It will do you bad. It does not help you. It only hurts you. Now, that is the truth of it. Some of you have always let your enemy go. They say, oh, no. Well, I got him down. I'll let him go. Do not let him go. Do not let your enemy go. Crush him totally. Why? Because if you leave a little space, he'll take it. If you leave a way to go, he will go that way. If you make him, look up at you and become angry with you. He won't just be angry. He'll have revenge. And I tell you, when the tables are turned, then it will be on you. Not on him, on you. Because you did not take care of it. Now, I tell you, this is the 48 laws of power. We did laws 10 through, 15 today. Tomorrow we'll do more. And we will finish out these laws this week. And I guarantee you, you're going to be a better person if you listen to this and go ahead on and do it. Whatever it is, just do it. Just do it. You will be a better person. You will be a powerful person. And ain't nothing wrong with having power. Ain't nothing wrong with having power. Because people that have the power are people that are in the control seat. And what's wrong with being in the control seat? Nothing. Thank you. This is Monsieur John Devereaux, better known to many as Papa Say. I am your spiritual advisor for all things, and especially for money, success, love, and luck. I've been doing this for over 50 years in some of the most difficult situations and with great success to it. If you've been having trouble with money, success, love, or luck, then contact me, Papa Say, at mail.com to get a fix for any or all of these problems. I have just one thing I must do. That is to get rid of all of your problems by a hook or with a double hook. I'll get rid of all these making a terrible storm in your life right now. So don't wait. Contact me and make a difference in your life today. Get a pencil and a paper and write down my address. That's papasay@mail.com. papasay@mail.com. With this, I can't miss. Contact me, papasay@mail.com. For money, success, love, and luck. papasay@mail.com. For money, success, love, and luck. Or you can write me at Papa Say, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. That's Papa Say, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Now listen, there's no problem too big or too small. God uses me to get rid of them all. Well, I hope you like that. I hope you like that. Of the 48 laws, laws 10 through 15. Tomorrow we'll do more. We will finish them up this week. You know, so I'm going to tell you, this will make you a new person. This will make you a new person. Yes, it will. It will make you a new person. It'll be a person that you don't have to worry about. You don't have to be concerned about. You know, one thing about laws, about these laws and all this maturity books and all that, that stuff really is weak. It's weak. You know, it is really, really weak. You don't have to worry about all the stuff these people have or give you. Now, I tell you, some of the stuff look like it works, but it works. It works because people make it work. It don't work because it's true. What's true is these 48 laws of power. Now, that is true. That is true. That is something which nobody can get around, which nobody can definitely make their way through it. You will be powerful. That is the only way you can get something done. I'm telling you, if you want to do something, you had better get powerful. That is the only way to get something done. The only way. Now, with that power, there are certain things that go with it. But if you have the power, you will get it done. Now, there is, well, really, I tell you, there are certain things some people will go through and go against or say, oh, well, that's too hot or that's too cold. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't no cold. It ain't no colder than anything else. It's just a fact. That's all it is, just a fact. And when you have facts, you keep the facts for you and not for anybody else. Yeah, you keep them for you. And you don't try it on anybody. You don't put them on your victim. You don't put it on your victim. You use it for yourself. Now, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Be here because we will have the rest of those 48 laws of power. We will have them. Be here at 7 p.m. And until then, God is going to bless you, and he is going to keep you, and he is going to lift his face up upon you and give you peace. Bless your going out and your coming in this time and forevermore. Now, you can get us on, well, let me see, you can get me on Libsyn, you can get me on Stitcher, you can get me on iHeartRadio, you can get me on iTunes, you can just get me. But remember, this broadcast is live. It ain't recorded, it's live. What you see, what you hear, is what you get. This is live. And be always attentive to that. Will you please be that? Now, I tell you, there's one thing I got to do. I got to go. But there's something I got to do. I've got to say goodbye and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.